In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, to help us better understand the gospel of today's Mass, which treats of eternal happiness, St. Gregory the Great gives us a parable. Imagine a pregnant woman who is put into prison, where she remains until the time of her delivery. She even gives birth there, and is then condemned to pass the remainder of her life in the dungeon, and to bring up her child there. As he grows older, the mother desires to give him some idea of the things of the outside world, for having lived only in that continual darkness, he has no idea about the light of the sun, the beauty of the stars, or the loveliness of nature. Since the mother wants to teach him all these things, they lower a lamp, or perhaps a lighted candle, down into the dungeon with her. With this, she attempts to make him conceive, as best she can, the beauty of a bright day. She tells him the sun and the stars are made like this, and they spread out a great light. But it's all in vain, for the child, having had no experience of the light of which his mother speaks, cannot understand. Then the poor woman tries to give him an idea of the beauty of the hills, covered with trees and various fruits, like oranges, lemons, pears, and the like. But the child knows nothing of all that, nor of how it can be. And although his mother, holding in her hand some leaves of those trees, may tell him, they're covered with leaves like these, and showing him an apple and an orange, says, they also have fruits like these. Aren't they beautiful? The child remains in his ignorance. He simply cannot understand nor comprehend what his mother wants to teach him, for all that she uses is nothing compared to the reality itself. The limitations are the same with all that we can say of the grandeur of eternal happiness and of the pleasure and beauties with which heaven is filled. Indeed, there is a greater proportion between the light of a lamp and the splendor of the sun that shines on us, or between the beauty of the leaf or fruit of a tree and the tree itself loaded with all the flowers and fruit, and between all that this child comprehends of what his mother tells him and the reality of those things spoken of, than there is between the light of the sun and the splendor which the blessed souls enjoy in heaven. So do not be astonished, therefore, that our understanding and appreciation of the reward that awaits the just remains totally obscure. This is no reason to let our efforts grow less fervent. Let us not act as do the slothful, who are very troubled when they wake up at night by the fear that daylight will come soon when they'll have to work. The slothful and the cowardly fear everything and find everything difficult and trying, because they amuse themselves in thinking, with foolish and slothful imagination which they have created for themselves, they think more about future difficulties than what they have to do at present. If I devote myself to the service of God, they say, it'll be necessary for me to work so much in order to resist the temptations which will attack me. And this is true, for you will not be exempt from them, since it's a general rule that all the servants of God are tempted, as Saint Jerome wrote in that beautiful epistle which he addressed to his dear daughter. To whom do you wish that the devil should present his temptations, if not to those who despise them? Because sinners tempt themselves. The devil already regards them as his own. They are in league with him because they do not reject his suggestions. On the contrary, they seek them, and temptation resides in them. The devil does not have to do much work to set his snares in the secular world, but rather in retired places filled with devout souls, where he expects a great gain in bringing about the downfall of souls who are secluded there, serving the divine majesty more perfectly. St. Thomas used to marvel greatly at how the greatest sinners went out into the streets, laughing and joyful, as though their sins did not weigh down their consciences? And who would not be astonished at seeing a soul not in God's grace celebrating? How vain are their joys, and how false is their happiness, for they have gone after anguish and eternal regrets. So again, what about the slothful, those who wish to enlist in God's service, but who too often lack the zeal to adhere to his plan? Sadly, this includes most of us. We fear to have to work and think that it would be enough to embark on God's way and in his service to find rest. But it was sloth and idleness that caused poor David to perish in temptation. St. Francis de Sales drew from the example of garrison soldiers who in his day would have everything they wished in a good town. They were always in good spirits. They were the masters of their hosts' homes. They would sleep in their beds and live well. And nevertheless, they were called soldiers, pretending to be valiant and courageous, while they would go neither to battle nor to war. But our Lord does not want this kind of warrior in his army. He wants combatants and conquerors, not sluggards and cowards. He chose to be tempted, and himself he attacked in order to give us an example. Fear nothing, therefore, since you are encompassed with the armor of truth and of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.